get up-to-the-minute news and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back. It's Tuesday, which means we will have the Blueprint Power Hour in just a moment with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. My co-host, CoachRobRegish.com, actually. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by a fellow named Robin Murphy, and we're going to hear a very, very interesting story, and I'm going to let you decide what the level of intent was to harm. But it's a really interesting story. It was sent to us by listener and superfan Sean Knernshield. And apparently 60 Minutes is talking to this fellow, and we may actually scoop a story about, let's just call it Death by Roundup or Death by Glyphosate. We'll do that a little bit later in the show, but without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. It's finally warming up here.
Yeah, I know. You guys, you had a longer winter than we did here in Kentucky.
It's a real long winter, brother.
Yeah. How is things? What's new? What are we plugging? What are we talking about?
Well, what's new? Certainly, we have now the reformulated Tranquilogen in stock. And this has been the companion product to Synthogen. It was rolled out maybe a year or two after Synthogen was. It is a fantastic, I'll call it rejuvenator of both the body and the mind. It is particularly effective against stress owing to the ashwagandha and rhodiola extracts therein. It also contains curcumin, so it's a fantastic anti-inflammatory, as well as 5-HTP and astaxanthin, which is really racking up some impressive research studies.
Yeah. And that is available as of now.
Yeah, you can find it at tranquilogen.com. That's Tranquilogen. Or you can go to bodybuildingsupplements.com.
That's easier to remember.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know why Tranquilogen always trips me up when I have to spell out the URL, and I don't know why it does that, because I'm phonetically thinking of it in my mind, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that's interesting. Yeah, bodybuildingsupplements.com. That's a no-brainer. That's an easy one.
And you know what? The new formula really is a big improvement. I mean,
what will people notice over the old formula?
Well, the old formula really it depended on how they responded to rhodiola. And rhodiola, on the one hand, can energize you. On the other hand, it can kind of placate you and calm you down. It really depends on what kind of neurotransmitters are out of balance. It's an adaptogen, and it brings them into balance. So what we did this time around was we had to take out the picomelin, which the FDA came down on, but it actually turned out to be a good thing because it freed up enough room to get a whopper dose of ashwagandha in there. And if you have not seen the studies and the body of literature on ashwagandha and what it can do for you, I would highly encourage you to look into it. Examine.com is a great website for that.
Yeah.
Beyond the well-known stress relief benefits, it has been shown to cut cortisol 28% in athletes, boost testosterone. And this is the really important part. It therefore optimizes the test-to-cortisol ratio. The result is quite simply more muscle and less fat faster than you otherwise would be building and losing if you weren't using it. So, and that's really the reason. You know, you can debate all day which hormones go up and down and its efficacy there. At the end of the day, we care about, right, building muscle and losing fat faster. And that's exactly what the product does.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's always been folklorishly talked about that way. I don't know why I don't see something from it. It's just, I don't know what the problem is with me. Rhodiola never really did a whole lot for me.
Does the trick.
Yeah.
And we've got that more than covered. So.
Let's go ahead and so people can go also, you know, they could just go to bodybuildingsupplements.com to get that. So that's it. Go there. Learn more. Buy a bottle. Try it out. Mike Gillard says, I took your advice about stacking Adaptogen N, which is also available at our website now because they are a new sponsor, with Synthogen. Good call. I could feel that stuff working in about 3 days in the morning, if you know what I mean. I've tried Trib before and got nothing from it. What makes this stuff work so differently?
Well, you know, first off, I'm assuming his in the morning comment pertains to erections, and that in fact is the most cited noticeable fast effect. But in order to understand why Adaptogen N is for nighttime, by the way, works so well, you need to understand the formula, which it starts with a whopping 1,500 milligrams of Trib, which is twice the amount shown effective in most studies. The Trib itself, it is a fantastic libido booster. It's great for erections, and you just feel good as a result. But that's the problem, too. Most men equate those effects with testosterone rising. And although Trib has been shown to do that, it's not always the case. So let me explain. The reason Trib helps with erections is due to the fact that saponins are fantastic nitric oxide precursors, right? This is the same, you know, PDE5 inhibition like Viagra, the same mechanism that it works through. More interesting to me is that the best, but least often mentioned studies on Trib pertain to heart health. And now think about it. If it's relaxing and widening blood vessels below the belt, it's going to do that elsewhere too. Trib is great for coronary health. That's really the bottom line. Libido, you know, that's dependent, you know, on the brain as much as it is testosterone, although the relationship is much more straightforward versus our female companions. But, you know, suffice it to say, you shoot enough tests and just about anyone's libido will skyrocket. But in terms of total testosterone increase, it's anywhere in the studies from 0 to 33% increase with just Trib. Reason for that is a lot of studies use junk Tribulus, and there are a lot of junk products out there. But, again, that's just Trib, 33%. It also contains Uricoma longifolia, the Longjax version. And that, too, has been shown to boost libido and, in some studies, free testosterone, too. Now, more importantly, back to the Trib, it's been shown to boost IGF-1 20%. And the result is more muscle and less fat, right? Adele Moussa posted a study recently about that. And again, you can argue all day about what mechanism it works through, but the end game is more muscle and less fat. So it's a solid pick, in my opinion. Has been since the late 80s, which should tell you something. It's got repeat buyers. Beyond those two ingredients, Adaptogen N also features a healthy amount of a custom, the only custom, 25-to-1 Suma on the market. Suma itself is rich in ectosterone, second, in fact, only to reponsicum carthamoids, and it also has very rare germanium in it, which is a boon to your VO2 max. Melatonin and a smidgen of DHEA round out the formula, which provides a good night's sleep and a precursor to test, respectively. It's worth pointing out that Mass employs one of the best herb brokers in the business. This guy is very, very good at what he does. His services don't come cheap, though. Thankfully, the finished products at Mass, again, the herbal, specifically the herbal extracts, are much, much better than their competitors. The herbal extracts are the best around, in my opinion. So I'm glad you like it, Mike.
I'm sorry. I was listening, and I forgot I was actually doing a show. This is from Jerry Siganovich. He says, I hear you're into jujitsu. Congrats on that. I find it to be the ultimate martial art. What are your impressions thus far? How does it complement weight training, or does it?
You know, that's a great question. Let me take the latter part of that first. You really need to walk a fine line on your recovery, because jiu-jitsu will take it out of you. You know, complying with a rigorous weight training routine and managing the recovery from that is one thing. When you start mixing jiu-jitsu three or more, you know, nights a week, it's even more. So suffice it to say, I'm using more Synthogen than I ever have. But on the whole, jiu-jitsu is turning out to be quite an experience, and it's delivering a lot more than my original expectations. So allow me to elaborate on that. When I signed up for this, I wanted to learn how to fight and get a good workout. I had really had it with the treadmill to nowhere, the recumbent bike, and even the sled and prowler were getting old. 2 months of jiu-jitsu gave me better results in terms of fat loss than years of gym cardio. Specifically, 8 weeks in, I saw my abs for the first time in my life. In fact, my weight loss was so dramatic, Jen saw it and signed herself up. Now, think about that for a second. She sees me every day, you know, and it's still registered big time with her. That says a lot, in my opinion.
Right.
So we typically start with a dozen laps around the mat, followed by shrimping drills, just tough to describe, somersaults forward and back, along with a variety of other techniques, all of which are exhausting. This is a lot of ground wrestling, so you can only imagine. You know, then we get into learning the various moves. At the end of practice, we roll, what's known as rolling, which consists of starting out on your knees and trying to choke out or make your opponent tap. And jiu-jitsu is full of these chokes and joint locks, some of which can be real nasty. We roll with all body types. For example, I might roll with a 150-pound guy and then a 300-pound guy, you know, sometimes both. All of them at various experience and belt levels. Since I'm the new guy, I'm also the most inexperienced. I've lost some and I've won some, but in each fight, you learn something, or you should. Now, the most interesting part of it is this. Maybe 1 out of 10 people that come in to express interest and talk signs up. Of those that do, a similarly small percentage make it past their first 6 months. Most of that is due to ego. You know, it's when you're a 250-pound weightlifter and you get tapped by a 150-pound guy, because he knows what he's doing, he knows the technique, you've got a choice to make. You can either say the hell with this and quit, or stick around and learn how they did it. It was never a question in my mind. I wanted desperately to learn it. So I didn't feel like getting beat was that much of a big deal.
Right.
You know, sure, it makes the early going difficult. It's not fun losing every match, you know, week after week, in some cases, even longer. But one day, you show up, and suddenly things are coming a lot easier. And you start to win a few, and you think, hey, I can do this. And there's a lot to learn, which is probably the biggest reason I like it. You see, I brought my son once, and I said to Maximus, this is a lot like lifting weights. You know how everyone in the gym wants big muscles? That doesn't happen in a day, in a week, or even months. It takes years. You know, you're going to learn a lot of lessons the hard way, and that's not easy. But nothing that's easy is worth it. So this is something I've deemed worthy of a large time and money investment. And tonight, I get the opportunity to meet Royce Gracie himself.
Really?
Yeah, who my school's named after. It should be quite the experience. And I'll share more about it next week.
Tell him I love his car, the Rolls Royce.
Yeah, oh yeah, right.
He'll smack you. He'll choke you out.
Probably afford one.
Yeah, that'll be funny. All right, look, we're going to take a quick commercial break. How's that sound? And when we come back, we've got lots more questions. Let's see. It looks like we have a question coming up from Brad McDonald. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com, FastMuscleBook.com. And, of course, you can always find all of Rob's supplements at BodybuildingSupplements.com. Stay tuned, Brett. Right
something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Let's see who actually listens to the commercials. That last commercial break had a particular sponsor spot air twice. Those of you who are paying attention know who it is. You email me the name of that sponsor on air at superhumanradio.com. The first 20 people will get a super duper special surprise gift. I promise you, it'll be something you're excited about. You tell me what the sponsor was that we just double ran their spot. Send it to onair@superhumanradio.com and watch what happens. All right, welcome back. Welcome back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just thought that up because I was like, did that spot just air twice? And then I thought, I wonder if people even pay attention. And yeah. I know, you know, I'm going to give something away, like something really valuable. We got a lot of gifts from people. I have lots of supplements laying around. It'll be worth the test. Send it in onair@superhumanradio.com. Okay, so Brad McDonald says, you've been discussing tempo contrast sets or timing your negatives. This seems to have been all the rage 20 years ago, but it quickly died out. Don't you think it's fad that comes and goes every so often?
Yeah, you know, that's a fair question. So here's your answer. No, I don't think it's a fad. But I know what you mean by the fact that it died out. To be totally honest, I never saw evidence of its widespread adoption, so I'm not sure if it even stood a chance. The one corner of our little fraternity where it did flourish was with trainers who saw it as, you know, exciting and new and something new for their clients. But in terms of the mainstream public, you know, I saw little evidence that people were making a concerted effort to control their negatives. In fact, it's almost always the opposite. They're lifting too fast or dropping the weights. Now, if you're powerlifting or Olympic lifting, then yeah, you want to lift the weight as fast as possible. But most in the gym, most guys are training to build bigger muscles, right? Not be powerlifters. And on that score, accentuating the negative on your reps has a lot to offer. And here's the difference between now versus when it was originally introduced. And it was originally introduced, by the way, by Charles Poliquin in the pages of Muscle Media. There are now studies showing just how dramatically effective it is versus, I'll call it, conventional rep speed. So trainees who controlled a slow negative developed three times the muscle and five times the strength versus controls. Now think about that for a minute. Let it really sink in. There's no supplement you can buy, you know, that can do that. I would argue that's very drug-like. So the question is, how best do you incorporate it, these new tempo parameters? I would not cut out your regular speed reps entirely. And that'd be too much of an ego hit for most people. I'm just being realistic, right? But after that top-end strength work, cut the weight. The amount of weight that you're using, such that you can accentuate the negative. And in the Blueprint Bulletin, I give parameters for what I feel is the ultimate marriage of the loading protocols, stretch position movements, and tempo contrast work. I am confident in stating that this approach will be nothing short of revolutionary. No longer can you expect, you know, to increase by a rep here or 5 pounds there. It's more like 10 or 20-pound jumps, plus 2, 3, or even more reps versus the last time you performed that workout. That rate of strength gain really adds up, and there are more good things on the way for good people, so to speak. Next up is something I've called the ratchet technique. It's going to lead to even better progress, and on that score, I intend to patent it or otherwise protect it somehow. It is that good. But, yeah, accentuating your negatives is a huge step in the right direction.
You know, I would estimate that if you can do 20 reps with a particular weight, if you are going to do basically slower, more controlled reps and up and down, you have to be prepared to cut those reps by at least 50% and sometimes 60%. You don't realize how taxing it is to the muscle when you're – really controlling the weight and doing it slow. Like if there was no one around and no one knew what you were doing and you didn't have to worry about your ego, you may grab 20-pound dumbbells and be able to just do 10 controlled reps. Because it's a different type of muscle fiber and it's a different type of inner activation of the muscle. The muscle is designed to leverage gravity, to leverage kinesiology, to like be able to like take the gas off here and there so that it has... But when you engage it continuously without letting up. That's why when I used to squat, I take it back, deadlift. When I used to deadlift, I used to love to do deadlifts where I never touched the ground.
Yeah.
Because you never unload. You just don't unload.
Right.
And I had a guy, Jeremy, come up to me one day, and this is when I was young and I was younger, I was stronger, and I was training differently. And, you know, I was doing really amazingly slow controlled reps with 405.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, I used to do 8, 10, 12, 15 reps with 405. My heaviest pull was 6. It was over 6. And I probably could have gone higher, but I started to get older. I stopped training that way. But the bottom line is this. You have to be prepared to drop the weight and find a new weight that works with that movement and take your ego out of it. You have to. All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Greg Gerwin says, I listened last week to your take on leptogen, CLA, etc., and I agree with you. They're all overpriced and they deliver little results. But more to the point, what's good for fat loss?
You know, it constantly amazes me how many people are looking for something as good as ephedrine for fat loss when ephedrine is still readily available. Now, you don't need a prescription. You do need a little knowledge and a little money. It's not expensive. Real pharmaceutical ephedrine exists as close as your local pharmacy in the form of Bronchaid and Primatene tabs. They are kept behind the counter at the pharmacy. Of those two, you want Primatene tabs, given they contain 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride per tab. Bronchaid uses the weaker ephedrine sulfate. Now, because the bad guys use ephedrine as a starter material for meth, it's more tightly controlled. Now, which means you'll have to present your license and sign your name at the pharmacy. But, you know, it really shouldn't be a big deal.
As long as you're not making meth, right?
Yeah, as long as you have no meth operation, you know, or try to buy too much in a month, no worries. Best practice with ephedrine is as follows. You want a 10-to-1 ratio of caffeine to ephedrine. Call it 200 milligrams of caffeine for every 20 milligrams of ephedrine. Now, because they're 12.5 milligram tabs, you need to do, all right, some careful pairing. And you can't always get an exact ratio, most caffeine tabs being 100 or 200 milligrams. That's okay. You know, 25 milligrams of ephedrine to 200 milligrams of caffeine still gets you to the grocery store. Purists will use a 10-to-1 ratio, but doing so usually involves powdered caffeine. And you know what? Without a digital scale, I wouldn't chance that. The real question, then, is what to stack it with. People have generally moved on from using aspirin after there have been some conflicting studies. Your choices, as I see it, top choices are two, Cayenne and Forskolin. And both have different attributes. So for pure fat loss, I would opt for Cayenne. One cap of most Cayenne-only formulas, Cayenne-only, about 500 milligrams is the norm. That's enough. The most recent research points to the fact that Cayenne suppresses appetite, which leads to much greater fat loss. I have a sneaking suspicion it ups the thermogenic factor considerably. Forskolin, on the other hand, brings the possibility of actually gaining some lean body mass and preserving testosterone levels, which many people forget. Test falls precipitously on a low-calorie and especially a low-fat diet. Cholesterol is the first step in your body's making testosterone. It's been shown to be truly synergistic with beta-2 agonists, this being Forskolin, of which ephedrine is the most well-known and probably most widely utilized. In my more adventurous days, I stacked it with Yohimbe, which, be forewarned, amplifies it considerably. Right, I mean a lot. It also tends to increase blood pressure a lot. So, you know, not really something I intend to toy with, at least at my stage of the game now. So I hope that helps.
You know the old saying, I mean, Forskolin and 7 years ago. Every time you say Forskolin, I think of 4 score and 7 years ago. Isn't that funny?
That's not a bad way to remember the name.
Forskolin and 7 years ago. In the past, you recommended a company called Powdered City. This has no name on it, by the way. Powder City for several items. I went to their website the other day, and it says they're out of business. What happened?
You know, I'll be honest and say I don't know. But for those unfamiliar, Powder City was a company which initially sold bulk powders, right, of certain things like caffeine, phenibut, leucine, etc. They had an expanding selection, and I mean really expanding. They had excellent customer service and rock-bottom pricing. In some cases, their stuff was priced so low, it aroused suspicion. I have to tell you, though, everything except their ecdysterone I found to be top-notch. And, you know, there are certain things you can't go wrong with, like isolated aminos, right? Branched-chain aminos. Those things either are or they aren't. You know, they're not like an herbal extract that can vary, vary widely with potency. Interestingly enough, though, I suspect they're branching out into even more specialty items, and specifically encapsulated products may have been their downfall. They had very high standards for quality control and mentioned several times having to throw out return batches that didn't meet third-party testing standards. That gets expensive, and it takes a lot out of the business. So just imagine ordering a kilo or more of ashwagandha standardized for 3% with anthelloids, which is the speculated active. And let's say that turns out only to be 1%. An unethical company would sell it anyway. They'd sell it as a 3% extract. An ethical company, like they were, would have to scrap the whole kilo and eat whatever it cost them. Now, this may very well have been the case, and it only takes a few big-ticket items to sink you. Now, I think I remember something similar may have happened with their tianeptine, but it could have happened with their other products, too. And this no doubt played a role, the draconian FDA oversight and inspections of these companies. That's another story for another time, but it's a big deal. It may have also been that Powder City tried being all things to all people. Right, so at first, it was bulk powders. After that, they started carrying very select items that people said they buy a lot of. Well, what people say and what they do oftentimes doesn't square up. They may have stocked up on some of those items, stocked them deep, but the promised consumers never showed up, or they just wouldn't pony up for it. It's tough to say. From the outside looking in, they had a great operation. I figured they were rolling in it, but it just goes to show you, all is not always what it seems.
So, I heard a rumor on the internet of why they're gone.
Go ahead, shoot.
You know all the storms that you've been having back east?
Yeah.
Somebody went home one night and left all the windows open. All the powder blew away. No more Powder City. They walked in the morning and said, where's all the powder?
You had me, brother. You got me on top.
What are we going to sell? All the powder blew away last night. Powder City. Joey Lash says, let's say you were 21 again. What would you have done differently?
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
He does know this is only a one-hour show, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, on the one hand, I did a few things right, and I kept doing them right, even through today. Specifically, I always focused on big lifts, almost exclusively compound lifts. I think so long as your form isn't suffering and your joints can take it, you should, you know, do the same. Squats, deadlifts, benches, heavy rows, etc., etc. Even today, I train compound lifts with very, very few exceptions. I also relentlessly pursued strength. It was baked into the plan early on because I decided to be a power lifter, not a bodybuilder. And I don't think it's any accident. Some of the best bodybuilders laid a foundation with powerlifting, right? Arnold and Franco were among them. I never got caught up with curls for the girls, always having a six-pack or missing the forest for the trees. Meaning, you know, if you're obsessing about how many grams of creatine and what form you're using, to the detriment of a solid workout plan, you're really missing the boat. You know, I learned early on, training, diet, and rest had to come before supplements. On the other hand, I could have certainly done some things better. I overtrained badly in my earlier years. And although I learned those lessons the hard way, they never left me. I think everyone falls victim to overtraining. It's just to varying degrees. And related, I squatted and deadlifted too much, meaning too much volume and too frequently. They're such demanding exercises. The truth is, I think you only need a few hard sets. And in some cases, one work set, the 20-rep squat program, gets the job done. I was supersetting squats and deadlifts when I hurt my back, which in retrospect was really asking for it. So I would have been much more open to constructive criticism. I would have listened to the older guys and seen them for what they were, wise men. You know, I was fairly adept at instinctively knowing what worked and what didn't, still am, but I experimented with too many training programs, too many diets, and too many nutritional supplements. You know, on the other hand, that allowed me to see each of them for what it was, good, bad, or something in between. Now, I learned that the simplest ideas are often the most powerful. You know, one set to absolute muscular failure, one or two meals a day versus six or seven, a dirt cheap asthma medication, which worked like gangbusters, ephedrine, a single set of breathing squats and pullovers could stimulate massive growth. Some of your biggest breakthroughs will also sound downright crazy the first time you hear them. Before you judge, try. You will be shocked and in most cases blown away by the power of simple. Now, overall, I wouldn't change much except I trained using too many movements that vertically compress the spine. Had I come across the hip belt earlier, I'm convinced I would be a lot stronger and carrying more muscle today. Finally, the best thing I ever did was bulk up in my youth. Trust me when I tell you, from ages 15 to 25, those are magical years, and you should be training hard and eating your lungs out with the goal of becoming as large and strong as your genetics allow. You can lose fat, right, from age 35 on up, but forget about slapping 20 pounds or more of muscle on in a year. It ain't happening. Heed these words of advice and grow bigger, stronger, and wiser. Youth, as they say, is wasted on the young. Focus your efforts on being the exception to that rule.
Very nice.
Thanks for your question.
Very, very nice. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. I'm sure it'll be just as inspiring as that last round. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Guess what Tommy Duncan has, Rob?
A bottle of Thrive.
No, I think I'm going to send him a couple boxes of Live On Labs vitamin C.
Cool.
Yeah, he already emailed the name of the sponsor, that I accidentally double ran their spot during the first break. 20 or 25 people are going to get something special. So how do you like that, Tommy Duncan, if you're still on
there? Tommy's a great guy, too.
Okay. The blueprint tip of the day. Meeting your heroes, a short primer on what to expect. This is either going to be really good or really bad.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. You know, when I was growing up in the 80s, I had a number of heroes. Schwarzenegger and Stallone, they were on the big screen, and I began to become aware of powerlifting legends like O.D. Wilson. I don't know if you remember him. But there was no bigger hero for me than Hulk Hogan. Whatever you think about professional wrestling, Hogan was and is a bona fide living legend of sorts. He was a legit 6'7 and 330 pounds at his peak, with 24-inch pythons for arms. More importantly, he was on national television every week and selling out arenas everywhere he went. He sold out more arenas than Ali, Foreman, and Frazier combined. It was with great anticipation then that I hatched the plan to meet him. Getting that close, however, required some subterfuge, but I was more than up for the challenge. Here's what went down. It was late February 1987. Just a month or so prior to his epic match against Andre the Giant at WrestleMania III, the WWE, then the WWF, was coming to my local Civic Center for a TV taping. So with a little inside knowledge and a borrowed suit from my father, I summoned as much maturity as possible at 17 and found a neighbor to help me tie a tie because I didn't know how. With an empty briefcase in hand, I strolled into the Civic Center and informed the guard I was a personal friend of Jim Harris, a.k.a. the great Kamala, who was Hogan's opponent for the night. So there I am. I was instructed to sit across from the guard desk, so I took a seat. And then, as soon as he left to use the facilities, I made my move, allegedly to a soda machine, just in case any questions were asked. When Hogan finally appeared, I somehow summoned the courage to step forward and extend my hand. He was everything that I expected and more. He had an aura and a presence about him that I haven't seen before or since. Now, it wasn't just me being starstruck. Everyone from Bob Costas and the NBC camera crew that followed him, they were there, to the professional hockey team that was still in the arena, all asking for autographs, they felt it. You know, so did the terminally ill children I watched him visit with. He went on with Andre to draw more than 93,000 fans to the Silver Dome the following month, which was a world indoor attendance record that stood for almost 30 years. Then the steroid allegations started flying. Deep down, of course, I knew it wasn't mega weight gainers that was responsible for his size. But I didn't want to know, so I minimized it. Besides, you know, even then, I knew that, look, I could load up and shotgun everything I can get my hands on, and I still wouldn't be that big. When you come out of the womb at 10 pounds, 7 ounces like he did, you start life with certain advantages. In a similar but less dramatic vein, I get to meet Royce Gracie tonight. I never idolized fighters, at least MMA guys, because there was no MMA when I was young. But this guy is the human highlight reel of martial arts, specifically jiu-jitsu. And at 180 pounds, soaking wet, he defeated the likes of just about everyone he ever fought. And that includes the American sumo, Aki Bono. He's 6'8 and well over 400 pounds. He got his you-know-what handed to him by Gracie in the original UFC 1. So I do my homework, though, and a cursory Google search revealed more than I bargained for. It seemed that later in his career, around age 40, he slapped on 13 pounds of pure muscle in a year. That raised some eyebrows, and subsequently, he tested positive for nandrolone, a.k.a. Decadorablan. Although he denies it, you know, his levels were more than 25 times what was considered normal, and in fact were so high, the testing equipment couldn't register the true figure. Now, does that mean it doesn't merit the $80 for the seminar fee to meet him and learn from him tonight? Of course not. Look, steroids don't make a champion. You can visit any hardcore gym in this country or dojo and find a dozen guys on steroids, most of them more than one. You honestly think that means they can give Royce Gracie a run for his money in the octagon? Of course not. Always remember that when people make steroid accusations, that's nothing more than a rescue mechanism for most of them, because it saves them from any number of unthinkable thoughts, things like, he works harder than me, he's been doing this longer than I've been alive in some cases, or he knows something I don't, usually a lot of things. That's a tough pill for most people to swallow, so they fall back on steroid allegations. Like Hogan, Gracie is deserving of every accolade that he receives. They both made their names through incredibly hard work, and both are worthy of being the icons that they've become. In the end, though, you will find that your heroes are mere mortals. Just like you, they put their pants on one leg at a time. It's not all bad, though. The toppling of heroes, even respectable, admired, pristine heroes, is in itself the road to personal liberation. You may even love them more for being just like you. human.
Didn't Ken Shamrock beat Royce Gracie?
He may have. Every Shamrock fight that I saw with him, he tapped.
Ken Shamrock, you mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this though. After his first fight, and Gracie had, you know, made him tap, he, like every other person that competes in UFC today, decided to learn at least the basics in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
you do not step into the octagon without knowing some jiu-jitsu, regardless if you're Brock Lesnar and your background is wrestling,
right.
Amateur wrestling or
right.
Pro wrestling. Regardless if you're a kung fu striker. These guys have all learned that you don't need size, you don't need strength, you don't need speed. If you learn, understand, and can execute the jiu-jitsu moves, you are one very dangerous person. Why? The chokes and the joint locks are nasty.
Yeah.
And they all depend and work with leverage. It allows, it evens the playing field. You know, again, Gracie, 175, 180. Aki Bono, 400 pounds. He's 8 inches taller than Gracie. Gracie spent the entire bout that I watched on his back. He caught him in an armbar.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. The ground game is where it's at. I agree.
Ground game. But the point being, you know, whether it's Hulk Hogan, Gracie, or someone else, some Hollywood person, you know, I would think most people look up to movie stars. They're just human beings. They have faults, just like you and I do.
I ain't got no faults.
Except for you. I'm not gonna throw that in there. But
I got nothing but faults.
For me, anyway, it was really true. You know, when I found out about, you know, they weren't invincible and this and that, to me, it just made them more human, and I could relate to them even better versus when they're up on this pedestal and you think they're invincible. But that's life, you know.
Yeah.
Tonight's going to be a watershed moment. I have a unique opportunity to meet a bona fide.
How big of a group is this? How many people are going to be there?
You know, I don't know, but it can't be that huge. You know, I'd think anywhere from a dozen to two dozen, maybe.
Yeah, that's going to be a really small, intimate crowd where you'll be able to. Do you have a digital recorder?
No, I don't. I got a cell phone, and that's it.
Then you have a digital recorder. Do you have an iPhone?
No, I've got a, Droid.
Android. So you've got a voice recorder on there. You've got a digital recorder on there.
Yeah, that's true.
Ask them, say, look, I do this little podcast, and can I just ask you a couple questions, two or three questions on the record and get it recorded? Do that.
Yeah.
We'll play it next show.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Just do it. Tell them. And if he says, what podcast? Say, Superhuman Radio. They'll go to the website. They go, oh, this is real. You know,
yeah.
if in fact he, like, wants to test you, you know what I mean? But definitely set your phone up. Ask him to sit down with you. Take the position of, I'm going to do some reporting here, and sit down with him somewhere after the questions are asked in the quiet, and just take really 5 minutes of his time. 5 minutes, ask him this question. Say, I'm going to just ask you these three questions, and then you ask the first one, let him go until he stops. Ask the second one, let him go till he stops. Ask the third one, let him go till he stops, and then send them over to me. I'll edit them and we'll use them on the air next week.
I'll try. From what I hear, though, he's going to be. The seminar he's doing is we're all going to be on the mat, and we're all going to be going through the moves. But I'll try to get something maybe after that.
Yeah. Just so. Let him know. You do this radio show. Say, I'd love to interview
you.
Yeah. It's good publicity. All right, listen. Good stuff. Have fun tonight.
Thank you. Yeah.
And hopefully Rob will have some video, some audio of us for us to listen to next week on the Blueprint Power Hour. How's that sound?
Awesome.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to come back with a story that typically I don't do this kind of story, but this one intrigued me, so it's coming. Stay tuned.
The benefits of the ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, check, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Tell me. So, this is not the typical story we would do on this show, but I felt that it fit, and you'll see why. Either next week, I think it's next week, Well, the week after, Dr. Anthony Samsel is coming back on the show. He just had another peer-reviewed study approved about glyphosate. And clearly shows that glyphosate leads to lymphoma using Monsanto's own research. Research that was done in the 80s, folks, shows conclusively that glyphosate at what is considered minimum dosage, I think 5 milligrams a kilogram, 10 and 15 were the three test dosages, and then there was the control group that got nothing. Only the rodents that received the glyphosate got lymphoma. None of the controls got any type of cancer. And these are rats that were prone to cancer. They grow tumors quickly. They're used for research, blah, blah, blah. And I've long been saying that glyphosate is dangerous, and not for the reason that people think it is. We know now that it's actually a synthetic form of glycine that incorporates into tissue. It bioaccumulates. It causes something that we know now is called amyloidosis, which is basically debris tissue. It doesn't function any longer, whether it's heart, kidney, lung, whatever. And it's everywhere today, glyphosate. Roundup. People spray it in their lawns. They spray it on their driveways. Their kids play in it. It's nasty, 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 nasty stuff. And the problem is that it's going to be 100 years from now before we realize that, and all the lives that were shortened and all the cases of cancer and all the problems that it caused. So my super fan, I consider him my friend, Sean Kinnearn-Shield, reached out to Elisa and said, you have to have Robin Murphy on your show. And guess who's on the show? Robin Murphy. How you doing, Robin?
Thank you, Carl. And, you know, to reiterate what you just said, I am no lab rat, and I have been sprayed with glyphosate, and I have a lymphoma.
I want to make an open disclosure.
Right.
I told Robin before the show, I don't know your story. I said, so just like the audience, you're going to have to take me from point A to point Z. Did I not just say that?
Absolutely.
I did not know you had a lymphoma.
Well, that's something, since you just, you know, said that, I thought that you needed a live person that could tell you everything you just said is spot on, because I am living proof.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning. We kind of just jumped in the middle of the pond here. So let's start in the beginning. Where did your story start? It was with your father, was it not?
In the spring of 2003, my father and I were out on our own farm doing work, just simply walking from the house to a large pole building that's on our property. And up pulls a large commercial spray rig that was hired for sharecropping of our farm. And he pulls up to the edge of the field right by our house, and behind him, his father comes up in a white Ford one-ton truck, and they start unwinding their booms. You know, these booms are 100 feet long, and there's a spray nozzle every 20 inches.
Right.
So he's unwinding these huge booms, and I say to Dad, as we're sitting there talking to the father, I said, Dad, we've got to get out of this area. One, they shouldn't be spraying this close to the house, and I'm sure legally they can't spray with us in their way. So as soon as I say this to my father, I said, let's get inside and get inside now. I turned and started to walk away, and the son in the commercial spray rig let loose his machine and started spraying. The wind was blowing at an angle and about 30 to 35 miles an hour to blow the spray mist right to our home and all over our persons as we stood there. I literally ran the rest of the way, opening my house door, getting in, going to the kitchen where I could see out where my father was standing, and it looked like a dust storm or a heavy rain and a high wind just blowing all of this particulate matter all over my father. And that day they were spraying corn ground, a 35-acre field of corn ground that literally is, as I said, part of our yard. So my father's sitting there arguing with the father in the truck because he's told them time and time again, do not spray close to the house. You've killed the peach trees. You've killed the plum trees. You've killed the cherry trees. You're killing the apple trees. Our strawberry patch is dying. We lost an entire row of Concord grapes. So he's out there arguing with the father, and the father has his window cracked about 1 inch. He's not stepping outside his vehicle,
sure,
but he's got the window cracked. And meanwhile, the sun is continuing to spray the entire
field.
Okay,
so let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes.
Your father stayed out there. You got inside the house.
Right.
I want to start. So he spent more time in this. When he finally came in, or you went out there after the spraying stopped, would you say that there was a visible coating of moisture on him?
It was so wretched in odor that you could not believe, because indeed what he did is it only took the gentleman 10 minutes to spray the entire field of the combination that day was Lumax, made by Syngenta, and glyphosate, of course, made by Monsanto. That was the mixture that was being sprayed on the corn that day. Now, another thing that this organization would do, they would mix their chemicals very strong so they could go faster.
Right, because it atomizes. It actually, when they do that, when they go faster but pump up the heat,
right,
they actually atomize more of it. More of it stays in the air than if you go slow and just kind of and turn the pressure back so it's not blasting so hard. Everything goes straight down. But these guys who want to rush, I've seen fields up in Illinois, I don't know how many hundreds of acres of corn, and these guys have GPS on those John Deeres nowadays. It drives itself. When you see the cloud of basically atomized herbicides that follows them, it's shocking. It looks like a cumulonimbus cloud behind them.
You're absolutely right. The particulate matter is so small that it literally enters your lungs and goes right into your bloodstream. Now, the problem is people don't realize there's 500 milliliters of acid in a quart of glyphosate. There's acid in all these products, and the acid is there to eat through the outer layer protection of the weed.
Well, wait a minute. The glyphosate and the acid in glyphosate is as a result of the fact that glyphosate is a synthetic form of the amino acid glycine. So it's acidic, but I would argue that it's not the kind of acid that's hypercorrosive. That's what I would argue with you. It's not going to eat through plastic. It's not going to eat through rubber. It's acidic. But I don't think it's hypercorrosive.
It actually is, sir. On these machines, they're forced to use stainless steel heads as their spray nozzles because the plastic spray nozzles last a few days.
Ah, okay. I stand corrected.
So they actually have so much acid that they have to have special equipment to handle these products because they are so acidic.
Wow.
And believe me, once you inhale this into your lungs, you know there's acid there.
Okay. So I got to get back. I got to stay on track because I got to get this whole story out. So your dad got a lot more than you did. What happened to him? I don't want to talk about the entrenchment and the fight yet. I want to talk about the actual fallout on you and your father. What happened to your father?
Well, my father ended up staying out there the whole 10 minutes inhaling this cloud of mist, and they always bragged about not using a surfactant or an anti-drift, you know, which they are required to do. They said it was a waste of money, and that's a direct quote. So what they did was they just used water, and they used their mix, and their mix was always too strong. Beyond label limits. I made that very clear. Beyond the instruction on the labels that they're supposed to be using. And they bragged about that. And they even said why. We cover more ground this way, we save more money, takes less time, and we're on to the next field because they managed over 8,000 acres.
So your dad got the brunt of this. I get it. He was out there for the entire 10 minutes. He was exposed to a much greater amount of this than you. Did he not pass away as a result, direct result of that?
Yes, sir, he did.
How long ago did he pass? How long after the bath he took in glyphosate did he pass away?
Literally, it was days when he started feeling a heaviness and pain in his lungs.
Oh, my God, how sad.
He went to the doctor.
So this is not denial. This isn't, you know, they always get away, these entities that are actually protected by the government. They always get away from this kind of stuff because they go, oh, well, you know, he didn't die for 6 months. Could have been anything that killed him. But this happened days later. He's gone.
He had literally been to the doctor and had an incredibly clean bill of health just weeks before this happened. So he was under doctor's care for just being healthy, and he even helped neighbors build fence. They said they couldn't keep up with the man. He was 69 years old and the healthiest person you've ever seen in your life. He could outwork me, and I was 40 years younger than he was.
Okay, so he's gone in a matter of days, and it's clear to you, and it's clear to him, too, why he's sick, because you guys didn't want them spraying close to the house. And instead, the question I wanted to ask you before, and I got to get this in, the son who was driving the tractor and doing the spraying,
a commercial spray rig.
Right. Did he not see you still there? Do you think he did this intentionally because you guys are breaking his chops about spraying close to the house?
It was worse than that. It was gross negligence with extreme carelessness. He knew exactly where we were. He ignored the fact that we were there, and he sprayed us on purpose. He didn't care about who he sprayed, how much he sprayed. We were in his way of getting his work done, to kill his weeds. Now to say that my father died, that's such a gross understatement. I've got to back up a bit. Because my doctor went back to the doctor again. He put him on a stronger antibiotic the second time. Now, my father at this point was feeling major pain in his chest, and he would have to lay down during the day on just a cool surface, and he'd fall asleep. And then here we were about 2 to 3 weeks into this, and he started coughing up blood. Now, the day he coughed up blood, I stayed up all night with my father, and he gave me instructions of what to do with the farm and life instructions. You know, this is someone...
Because he knew it. He knew I'm not going to last.
You hit it on the head. He knew he was in big trouble, and he didn't listen to me, and he didn't get out of that spray mess soon enough. But apparently,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
You didn't get out of it soon enough either, because yours just came a little slower than his. His was a train that hit him. Yours was more of a trickle. So
no, that day I got out of it soon enough. I did not get sick that day.
Okay.
Because, see, as I said, the minute he started spraying, I ran the rest of the way to the house, made sure all the windows were closed.
Yeah, you didn't really get the load of it, but he did. I got to take a break. I've got more questions. This is really interesting. Okay, so you just hang on. We're talking with Robert Murphy. This is a really interesting story. Makes you wonder. Now, obviously, we're not mentioning names of who this farm or farmer is, because we have not vetted any of this. We don't want to do anything that would actually hurt Robin, because they could come back and say, oh, you know, he said this on a radio show, and now we've got, you know, whatever they call it, libel or whatever. We don't want to do that. We have checked this story out. All these things are legit, what he's telling us, and it's going to get even deeper, so stay tuned.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to questketo.com to order your meals today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Robert Murphy. We're talking about something that was brought to our attention by Sean Knernshield, who is our super fan and friend. This doesn't surprise me. I got to tell you the truth. So what happened when your dad died? Did you go to the agency? Did you go to the organization? Where did you go? Who did you go? Look, they sprayed my father and they killed him.
Well, I have to back up a bit because the first thing we did is the day after my father started spitting up blood, we, of course, took him to the hospital, Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka, Kansas. He was seeming to be okay. They put him on oxygen. He responded well to that. They gave him some albuterol medication to help his breathing. But as soon as that night, he went into respiratory arrest. So they had to put a tube down his throat and start forcing him to breathe. And he was fighting them off because he wanted to die. He flat out, you know, just said, "I want to die." He was saying that.
Did they ever diagnose him with some sort of like scarred lung due to chemical exposure or anything like that?
I'm getting to it, and okay. It's worse than that. So I get a call at 2:00 in the morning to rush into the hospital to try to console my father because they can't do it. He's in intensive care. He's on a respirator. I run through the hospital, get into intensive care. It seemed like every door was open for me when I got there. And literally, when I got there, there were 8 doctors and nurses trying to hold my father down. He was that big. He was that strong. And I ran in, and I jumped right on top of him. And I looked him square in the face, and I said, "Dad, you've got to have this respirator to live. Without it, you're not going to have a chance to have your lungs have time to heal. You've got to do this if you have any chance of living." And he immediately calmed down, and the doctors and nurses breathed a sigh of relief, and they walked out. What then happened is the pain got so bad, they had to put my father in induced a coma. And then they did the first biopsy on his lungs. The doctor came back and said his lung tissue is dead. It's gray and it's brown and it's not all the way through. But he says, you know, what has your father been around?
Yeah, and what has he been around? What has he been sprayed with?
I told him exactly. Because, see, at that moment in time, I didn't know the brand of chemical he was sprayed with. I hadn't been told that yet.
All you knew was he was sprayed with some herbicide.
Right.
That's all you knew. Right.
Right.
So did they put that down on the report?
Oh, yes. There's 4,000 pages.
Yeah, baby.
There's 4,000 pages of medical records that proved why my father died.
Okay, so this sounds like a cut and dry case. You get an attorney, you sue the company that sprayed him for wrongful death, and you move forward. But that's not what happened, right?
That's far from what happened. My father stayed in intensive care for 78 days. Trying to live, and basically what happened is through the 8 biopsies, each time they would go into his lungs, they would find more dead tissue, literally sloughing off, and he died the most miserable, heinous death you can even imagine. He suffocated to death.
Yeah, yeah.
They had him on pure oxygen, and his body could not absorb any oxygen in the end.
I've seen people who have advanced COPD, and I think to myself, if I ever get that, I'm just going to blow my brains out. I am definitely not going to. You know what they remind me of? It's sad to say, but when you watch a fish dying to get back in the water, I mean, it's just like, it's just terrible, a terrible way to die. I'd rather be eaten by a lion than go that way.
It is absolutely the worst. He couldn't even lift a hand to write a note. He was so weak. And as I said, he lasted 78 days in intensive care. The doctor said they'd never seen such a strong man all over, except for his lungs had been burnt to the point where the tissue was dead. And that was proven over eight biopsies. But the doctors, and I'm telling you, there's at least 40 doctors in his medical records, and they all say the same thing. They thank the previous doctor for inviting them into this unique case that they had never seen before. Because at that time, in 2003, no one had been behind a spray rig and inhaled the toxins coming out of a spray rig at close range.
Right.
So my father was one of the first, and all these doctors kept coming in, just...
So at what possible. Point, I got to keep you moving forward here, because we're going to go into a break in a second. So where do you go with this? Do you hire an attorney, and do you sue the people who killed your father?
Well, here's the thing. In August of 2003, I buried my father, what was left of him, which was a shell of a man. Let me tell you, he looked... like skin and bone. He went from 215 probably down to 150 pounds.
Right.
I buried my father, and the very next month, I was being accused of being a marijuana farmer because there was wild hemp growing on my farm.
Even if that's the case, if you're growing hemp, and even if you were growing weed, that has nothing to do with this. They can't derail this case here.
Rather convenient timing, I would say. Because the way the officers came down on me, they acted like I was the worst criminal in the world.
Well, but okay, I have to be objective here. So I have to I have to disconnect the two, right? So I'm going to say, who cares? Maybe you were growing weed. That's not the issue. Where does this story go with about your father? Do you then get an attorney and sue the people who killed him?
Here, this is how they kept me from doing just that, Carl. They accused me of 2 federal crimes of being a marijuana farmer, and I said that hemp has come up year after year on this farm, and the only people that know that were the renters, the very people that sprayed my father. Now, this was worthless, wild-growing, not even 1% THC.
But wouldn't that mean, yeah, I know what hemp is. Hemp is terrible. We actually found hemp when we were kids and tried to smoke it, and you can't get high on it, and it tastes terrible. But anyway, so... but wait a minute. So, when did you actually decide to file a suit in behalf of your father? Was it before you were...
I never got the chance, Carl. I never got the chance.
Well, why is there a statute of limitations that says you can't do it now?
There was a 2-year statute of limitations. There is not a statute of limitations to murder. So still to this day, I can go back to the son who sprayed my father and try him for murder if I can get my case into court and have it heard. So that won't ever go away. But I lost my statute of limitations after 2 years. And see, this is where being charged with 2 felonies came in. They had just hit us when we'd spent money on trying to.
Yeah, you had to fight for your life. You couldn't worry about what was going on
you
with your dad.
It.
And so, okay, so and hold on a second. I'm thinking of a lot of things at one time here. So, man, this is so are you saying that your neighbor ratted you out to the police and the police just did their job? Are you saying that at some government level, that farmer has the kind of clout to actually get a government agency to work in his behalf and throw trumped up charges at you to derail you from this other lawsuit? Which is it? Did he just rat you out, or did he?
You've got it. It's flat out collusion.
Really?
Corruption and collusion, and I will prove it in a court of law.
Really?
Yes.
Are they good old boy buddy friends? Like the you know, I mean, the police
department?
You've
got it.
Yeah.
They grew up together. The local sheriff grew up with these people that did this to me.
Now, when do you develop lymphoma?
I developed lymphoma on July 26th of 2015. Uh-huh. When, again, it was a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m., I had 2 friends visiting, an ex-Navy SEAL, retired, and his pregnant girlfriend. We're sitting out on my patio on this beautiful summer day, wind blowing as it always does from the south-southwest, and you already know what's happening. Up comes the road with a commercial spray rig. Same people, same situation. I said to my friends, surely they're not going to start spraying right here at the home. And what do they do? He pulls right in the drive. He saw us sitting on the patio. Couldn't not see us. There was a Lincoln parked in the front that was large, black, and you know, very visible.
Right.
We're sitting out on the patio, the 3 of us. He pulls up to this same exact spot where he starts spraying every year, where he is never supposed to start spraying. And I ran out to stop him. And I'm telling you, Carl, you would be amazed at how fast they can unwind these.
Yeah, the arms just come out. They come down. They come down like a bat's wing. You know what I mean? They have a hinge in the middle, and it extends out, and it straightens out at the same time. Yeah, I've
kind of an accordion effect.
Yeah.
But they're so fast. Literally, it took him 5 seconds because I ran from the patio to the area where he could see me in his rear view window, whistling, waving my arms, and you already know what happened.
You got sprayed.
He blasted off his machine and took off going at least 25 miles an hour.
And so you got hit with it, but you didn't breathe it in. You got out of there as quickly as possible. I'm
sorry. I did breathe it in. I couldn't help but breathe it in because I was yelling at them to stop spraying.
But you didn't get the dose your dad got. That's the bottom line, right? You didn't get as much.
I got it all over my skin and in my eyes, and I breathed it in. I ran over to the water faucet, washed it out of my eyes because the acid was burning my eyes. My guests were standing behind me, probably another 25 feet.
Oh, my God.
Watching.
The girl was pregnant. This was 2015?
She is pregnant at this time.
Okay. So, I got to take a break. I want to talk about this occurrence here, and I want to also know what happened with her baby. Stay tuned. This plot thickens.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click
click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I have an itch on in the middle of my back and I cannot get to it. It's driving me crazy. Next break, I have to get up because this whole studio is covered in foam. There's not even a sharp edge where I can stand up and do like a big grizzly bear and scratch my back. Talking with Robin Murphy. This is really an interesting story, and I'm hearing it for the first time, just as you are right now in the audience. So feel free to send me any questions through Facebook if you want. That's when you were exposed in 2015. When were you diagnosed with leukemia? I mean lymphoma. But and mm-hmm. then I want to segue right back to the girl with the baby. Okay, when were you diagnosed with lymphoma?
My lymphoma started up slowly at first, and then developed all over my entire body.
So what year were you diagnosed with lymphoma?
2015.
Oh, so you were diagnosed the same year, shortly after this whole event.
There's no question. Glyphosate gave me the lymphoma. There is no question.
You know, you need to reach out to Dr. Anthony Samso. You may not be able to. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to do something like you want to in the name of your father, but mm-hmm. you might be able to help the cause, because Samsel just sent me some of the information that's going to be published in his paper. I think it's next week it'll be released.
Right.
And he showed, I'm aware of him. Okay. So, you know, he shows using Monsanto's own research that they paid for in the 80s that absolutely unabashedly glyphosate is linked to a greater occurrence of lymphoma, period, end of story. And it's like, and this research is what the FDA accepted. They were like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yes. You can spray this and feed it to people. It's not a big deal.
I'm living proof.
Well, you don't. I mean, I got to say this. The absurdity of human beings to think that they can eat foods with petrochemicals on them.
Right.
It, to me, it's just, and I say this all the time. I always get people say, well, in the negligible amounts found in food, oh, stop it. Stop your, oh, the compounding of it's in every single thing you drink and eat. At the end of the day, you've got massive doses of chemicals. And if you're cool with that, I got an idea. I'll come to your house every morning and put one drop of a combination of herbicides on your tongue, your children's tongue, before you scuttle off to work. And we'll do that and see how long it takes for you to develop a disease. And if you say that's absurd, that is the amount you're getting throughout the day in processed foods that are using foods that have chemicals on them and in the foods you're buying. You think you're just getting that little bit that the FDA says, oh, that's not a big deal.
Our government allows 20 parts per million in our drinking water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Samso said that one part per million or billion, I forget what it was, is 48,000 molecules of glyphosate, a synthetic form of glycine that it gets incorporated into tissue in your body.
And as you said, it's all over the fruits, it's all over the vegetables, it's on the grass that the cattle eat, it's in the water that the cattle drink, it's in the water that we drink. And think about this time of year. Every farmer out there is spraying their fields with an incredibly toxic mixture of weed killers because he doesn't have to worry about killing the neighbor's trees because they're not budded out yet.
Right.
This in March, this is what I went through just a month ago. But getting back to my July 26th of 2015, when we were sprayed, again, the wind blew it right at us.
What happened to the girl?
What happened in short with the girl is a few weeks after she was sprayed, she lost her baby.
Are you kidding? Hey, Robin.
Yes.
All this stuff is legit. I didn't know about this.
She was going to a fertility specialist to get pregnant. She was current pregnant. She knew it. The doctors knew it. Everything was going perfect to plan. And she had further had two children, perfectly healthy, normal childbirth, no problems whatsoever.
The same way they started at a fertility clinic, the other kids too?
Pardon?
The other children she had were also through a fertility clinic, or was she able to get pregnant on her own before this event?
She was pregnant on her own in those circumstances.
Okay.
Because in this last circumstance, her boyfriend, husband-to-be, as I said, was an ex-Navy SEAL. He had liver problems to the point he needed to have a liver transplant.
Anti-rejection drugs.
Afraid.
Yeah, I get it.
They were afraid he wasn't going to live, so they had to make sure she was pregnant with his baby.
Right.
So there would be no doubt, and if he died, well, then she had a piece of him that would always be with her.
Yeah. Well, okay, so the glyphosate team are going to argue, oh, fertility clinic, lots of people are unsuccessful when they try to get pregnant that way, so they're going to just discount that. But I see that as a direct correlation to this process.
It absolutely is. The glyphosate is being taken in as glycine in our protein chain, as Dr. Stephanie Seneff will tell anybody. Brilliant woman. People don't understand it's actually changing our DNA. And you said earlier with the rats developing tumors, in December 23rd of this year, just months ago, I had a large growth taken off my back that used to be the starting of a small gland, and it developed into something that was about the size of a tennis ball.
Really?
So I have a 3 to 4 inch scar on my back where they had to take this thing off.
Well, we did a show, and I want to say it was from the Land Grant State University, Washington State. We did a show about 4 years ago that showed the probability of developing Parkinson's disease and your proximity to a large commercial farm. And the closer you were the higher the probability of the occurrence, the higher the occurrence of Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And they attributed it to the spray off. When these guys spray, it travels a quarter mile, a half a mile, a little bit less gets a mile away, even less. And the closer you are, you're just exposed to greater amounts of it, and it's leading to Parkinson's disease.
My mother has Alzheimer's to this day. It also causes Alzheimer's.
Well,
this
is nasty stuff. You know, again, yes. I get back to the absurdity that we're putting chemicals on our food and then we want to fight over it, the rightness of it. I mean, it's just human stupidness is what it is.
It is. The stupidity is going to kill us and cause so many people. And there's a direct correlation how much Roundup we use. And each year, child cancer moves up.
Oh, I know.
Last year, on my way to a breathing treatment in the hospital, I witnessed a man spraying my high school, Santa Fe Trail High School, all the kids, and no one was stopping and telling them what was going on. I stopped before my breathing treatment, went in, got the athletic director and the principal, brought them outside, and I said, I want you to look at this. There's a field on two sides of Santa Fe Trail High School because it's out in the middle of the country. There was a man out there with a commercial spray rig spraying everything, spraying his entire, there was over a 200-acre field there. And I said, look at this. If you let these children go out and have track practice, have baseball practice, cross-country practice, I said, you're going to kill these kids, and they're not even going to know tomorrow why they're feeling sick. And I said, you need to know this because this is on your shoulders now. I've informed you what this is going to do. And at that time, realize, my voice was so crackly and rough. I was on my way to a breathing treatment at the hospital.
Right.
I was down to 140 pounds
right.
from 190. I'd had an echocardiogram because the doctor thought that the infection that was in my lungs had moved to my heart.
Oh, man.
I was fighting for my life. Now, here's the reason I was fighting for my life, Carl. On February 12th, 2016, the police arrive at my house. They do this a lot because they're checking on my mother with Alzheimer's.
Right.
Because my siblings call them to come check on their mother with Alzheimer's.
Right.
Which is basically just to anger her. It's not
right.
to help her, it's just to anger her.
Right.
5 minutes after the police were here, to the north, on that winter day, a 35-mile-an-hour wind coming straight out of the north, guess what shows up?
What?
The same yellow spray commercial vehicle that these people own, and he is doing figure eights in front of my house, spraying the police and myself.
Really?
The police have on their watch guard video units in their cars and on their vest. Now, I sent you a 50-second spot.
Well, just tell me what that is. I didn't have time to watch it. So the police now understand that this guy is doing this stuff.
They're living it. They're living it firsthand, and I go into a rant about how these people cannot be within a quarter mile of your home. They've got to tell you beforehand exactly what they're spraying, what pesticide, the application.
So, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell people how they can reach out to you, but I also want to ask you some questions without mentioning any names. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Robin Murphy. I want us to keep this story on track for a second. And you know, Robin, if I was like your media guy, I would, there are certain things that I would tell you to just keep out of the discussion because what you need to, because your story is going to seem so, for lack of better terms, unbelievable to the average person who lives in downtown Brooklyn, right? Who doesn't understand what the country is like. It doesn't understand how these machines, how big the, you know, they think of a tractor as that little red tractor they had when they were a kid. And there's certain things that you need to keep out of the story so that they don't go, oh, okay, I get it now. I know why he's doing this. But the reality is that you need to forget about trying to get any remuneration out of this, but you do need to have these people put in jail if they're really doing that. So what's going on with this very, now this, is this a very large farming concern or is it like just a family farming concern?
These people do this to every one of their renters. So their 8,000 acres that they rent on a sharecrop basis, they're not following any rule or regulation. So they're doing this to every single person that's in my same circumstance.
Okay, so there's a lot of you out there that feel the same way then. It's just not just Robin Murphy, right?
No, sir. That I have a man that lives on Pomona Lake. They showed up and sprayed his farm when he didn't even hire them to do it. They sprayed the lake. And another thing to keep in mind, Carl, all of my water runoff runs directly into Pomona Lake. And Pomona Lake wonders why they have massive fish deaths.
Well, and so you know what I was going to say to you? I just thought of this, right? You know, mm-hmm. I wonder if anybody has ever walked a field in a hazmat suit, of course, mm-hmm. walked a field after it's been sprayed with a glyphosate or what's the other one? 2D4 for 4-2-D or whatever it is.
2-4-D.
Any of these agents, and just counted the dead rodents and bunnies. Wouldn't that make people go, holy crap, like, there's no way all these bunnies and rodents just happen to die right there all at the same time. It had
to be
from the stuff we just sprayed on them.
You're correct. Yes. Everything's cattle. Cattle have miscarriages, have deformed calves. You know, these farmers that spray their fields, they won't spray their cattle because they know that they're killing their calves that will be born dead or with massive birth defects. It's just a fact. But they know what's going on, but yet if they pull up to someone's house, they never call them and tell them they're coming like they're supposed to. They never stay a quarter mile away. They're not follow any of their safety regulations. And another thing, Carl, they have to take an open book test to gain a license to be a commercial spray operator or a private spray operator. And private spray operators can only spray their own ground or you know, that type of situation. A commercial spray vehicle can spray any land anywhere. You know, that's like a co-op where they have that type of licensing.
Right.
But if you want to hear more about my February 12th, 2016 spraying with the three police officers there getting sprayed.
Well, wait. We're coming to the end of the show. So what we're going to have to do is give people a way to reach out to you if they want to talk more to you, if they have any ideas for you, or you're also trying to amass a legal defense fund so that you can actually do something. And really the thing that you need to not even shoot for these guys who are doing this in your hometown. You need to use them and their activity and the fallout from their activity, no pun intended, to take a bigger sight on the whole issue of chemical pesticides and herbicides. You know what's really funny, Robin? We are so preoccupied with fossil fuel as the cause for greenhouse gases. Mm-hmm. What people fail to realize is the hundreds of millions of pounds of petrochemical pesticides and herbicides that are sprayed around the globe every year have a greater impact than all the cars and factories in China.
You are correct.
But no one talks about that because God forbid you say something about the beautiful agriculture industry and the vegan and the vegetarians and we're so conscious, we don't hurt animals. No, but you're killing the effing planet.
You never hear a politician say one word about herbicides,
no.
And that's another thing I want to change. I feel in order to change this, I need to run for the governor of Kansas because I am the one person that truly understands the devastation that's being done that no one will talk about.
How can people reach out to you, Robin?
They can. What I also need is, since I'm in this fight, I need money to pay attorneys.
Let people reach out to you first. Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have an email address? Do you have anything that you're willing to give out that won't cause your life great distress because it's something so personal, but that people can reach out to you?
You're right. And the Facebook account for Robin Murphy near Overbrook, Kansas will be the best way to reach me.
There you go. So friend Robin on Facebook, and he lives in Overbrook, Kansas. And reach out to him there to ask what you could do, or maybe more of the story. Maybe something Robin said rings true with you. Oh my God, that happened to me, or that happened to my sister, that happened to my. Reach out to him, because I'm going to tell you something. These big ag companies, what they want you to believe is what happened to you only happens to you, because that's how they diffuse everybody in the country getting together and going, holy crap, you too? Oh, we got to do something about this now.
A Monsanto representative was interviewed on CBS just 2 weeks ago, and she said people are cherry-picking these cases to make Monsanto look bad. And I'm sorry, but she's bought and paid for. And I'll say it because I'm living proof she's bought and paid for. When the police came here, 2 weeks prior to that, I had a gland surgery to remove another gland. I'm still numb in that entire leg from having that gland removed. And I'm sorry, but 2 weeks later, I'm being sprayed with three police videotaping
now,
the whole
thing.
What
happened to the police? Did any of them get sick?
They said that they went home and washed their uniforms right away because it reeked. But I have not heard if any one of them had any repercussions with illness. But see, also, this is a cumulative effect.
Yeah.
If that was the first time they got sprayed, they may have been lucky enough. But, Carl, the spray that was sprayed on us that day was so strong, it killed trees that were laying dormant in winter.
Well, you know what? And sometimes it acts slower. Some people can tolerate a lot more discomfort before the alarm bells go off. So the jury is still out on those police officers.
Yes. But this individual on that day trespassed on another man's land just to spray me because he knew that I had just had surgery 2 weeks before. I was weighing 140 pounds and I was sick.
Yeah.
So it was an intentional attack. It was perfectly timed.
Well, again, we weren't there. We don't know that. We don't see that. But I do believe that there is a linkage between exposure to these chemicals and your father's death and your illness and the miscarriage in that baby. And we need to stay on message here. Because if you're not careful, people are going to think you're just a crazy zealot. You know that, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I have police watch guard video to back my
story.
No.
But when people are listening to you for the first time hearing this story, it's a lot to gather. I think
there's so much I'm leaving out.
I know.
We don't have the time on this show,
unfortunately.
I can't get it all in an hour and a half. I've done my best.
Isn't it true that 60 Minutes wants to do a show on you?
60 Minutes has contacted me, and they have received my entire story.
Okay.
Yes.
So we may end up seeing a much better interview than I did today on 60 Minutes.
Well, 60 Minutes has the resources to dig into this
and
to dig into these people that are causing this.
And I hope they do. I hope they do.
And they will.
People need to go to Facebook, look for Robin Murphy, and you are in Overbrook, Kansas. There you go.
If anyone wants to donate to my cause, please send their donations to First Security Bank in Overbrook, Kansas, 66524, and their phone number is 785-665-7155. Because I have not been able to work. I'm sick. I'm also caring for a mother that has Alzheimer's and leukemia. So she's 90 years old. She's on her final days. I care for her home, and I have to take care of her and be here all the time.
Yeah.
All the while, I'm trying to get myself healthy
from
being sprayed with herbicide and being poisoned intentionally. So I have been through a living hell, and I don't want anyone to go through what I've actually had to live.
And there's probably a lot more people already.
There's
a lot more people already going through it. Listen, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. Okay?
Thank you so much for having me, Carl.
Okay. And we also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com or FastMuscleBook.com. And BodybuildingSupplements.com has the new Tranquilogen. You can learn about that there. And I'm done, and we will see you tomorrow.
Benefits of a key.